One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America the Most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of this great nation, welcome back to Blake's Truth Hour. Tonight, we're pulling back the velvet curtain on one of the biggest holiday lies you've ever been sold. That's right. We're talking about Santa Claus. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, what could you possibly have against good old Saint Nick? Well, hear me out, because this one's going to rattle your stockings. Have you ever wondered why Santa's sleigh never seems to land in certain neighborhoods? Why the magic of Christmas skips over communities struggling to get by? It's not just a coincidence, folks. It's part of a carefully orchestrated economic conspiracy, one designed to divide us, reinforce class hierarchies, and keep the elites on top while leaving others behind. Think about it. Every Christmas morning, kids in wealthier areas wake up to mountains of presents under the tree. Brand new bikes, high-end gaming consoles, gadgets so advanced you'd think they came straight from Area 51. Meanwhile, in struggling neighborhoods, what do you see? Maybe a toy car or a single doll, if that. Why is that, patriots? Is it because those kids were naughty? Or is it because Santa's delivery routes have been deliberately mapped to favor the elites? I'll tell you what I think. The idea that Santa rewards good behavior is just a cover story, folks. What's really happening is a capitalist plot to ensure that the wealthiest kids grow up associating their privilege with virtue while the rest of us are left to claw for scraps. It's not about who's been naughty or nice. It's about who's been born into the right zip code. And let's not forget, Santa's so-called magic isn't free. Those shiny presents, they aren't being made by elves in some mythical workshop. They're coming from multinational corporations looking to rake in profits during the holidays. And guess who they cater to? Not the struggling families trying to scrape together enough for a decent Christmas. Oh, no. They're pandering to the wealthiest 1%, ensuring that their kids get the latest and greatest while everyone else gets left out in the cold. But here's where it gets darker. You see, this isn't just about money. It's about control. By creating a system where Christmas cheer is directly tied to wealth, the elites are conditioning us to accept economic inequality as normal. It's a psychological operation, patriots. They want the next generation to grow up believing that some people just deserve more because they've earned it, while others should be grateful for whatever crumbs they're given. Now, let me share a little story with you. When I was a kid, there was a boy in my neighborhood named Tommy. Tommy lived in a rundown house at the edge of town. His family didn't have much. His dad was out of work, and his mom worked two jobs just to keep the lights on. But every Christmas, Tommy still believed in Santa. He'd hang up his stocking, write his letter, and wait by the window on Christmas Eve, hoping to hear the sound of sleigh bells. And every year, Tommy woke up to nothing but a secondhand toy or a bag of socks. Meanwhile, the kids up the hill in their big houses with their perfectly trimmed trees, they had bicycles, train sets, and enough toys to stock a department store. I didn't understand it then, but now I do. It wasn't that Santa didn't care about Tommy. It's that Santa was never real. He was a tool of the system, used to reinforce the idea that some people just get more because they're better off. And that, my friends, is the real conspiracy of Christmas. Santa isn't just a symbol of generosity. He's a symbol of economic inequality, a puppet for the elites who want to keep us divided. They tell us, if you're good, you'll get presents. But what they really mean is, if you're rich, you'll get everything you want. And if you're not, tough luck. And don't even get me started on those Christmas charity programs. Adopt a Family or Toys for Tots? That's just their way of throwing us a bone while they hoard the wealth and use the holidays to pat themselves on the back. It's a Band-Aid on a broken system, folks. So, what do we do about it? First, we wake up. We stop buying into the lie that Christmas is about Santa rewarding the good kids while ignoring the rest. And second, we start asking the tough questions. Who benefits from this system? Who's profiting off the illusion of Santa Claus and the economic disparity he represents? And I'm going to share with you one of the most important things I've ever done to fight back against the creeping tide of socialist welfare programs disguised as holiday cheer. I call it Operation Christmas Purge. And yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. Let me set the stage for you. Last week, I found out about a so-called charity event happening right here in my community. A local group was planning to surprise a deserving family with a full Christmas setup. A tree, decorations, a feast, and a pile of gifts. Now, at first glance, that might sound nice, right? Wrong. Because let's call this what it really is, a handout. A blatant attempt to reinforce dependency, entitlement, and the socialist agenda that has been poisoning this country for decades. I couldn't let it stand. Not in my town. So, I did what any true patriot would do. I took action. I called up a few like-minded friends, grabbed my megaphone, and prepared to send a message that Christmas isn't about handouts. It's about hard work, independence, and earning your blessings. The family chosen for the charity event was the Johnsons, a single mother, Sarah, and her two young kids, Max and Lily. From what I'd heard, Sarah had recently lost her job and was struggling to make ends meet. But instead of pulling herself up by her bootstraps, she'd apparently decided to let the community swoop in and save her. Classic welfare mentality. The plan was simple. The charity group would bring Sarah and her kids to the event space where they'd unveil the surprise, complete with a live Santa Claus and a photographer to capture the family's tearful gratitude. But what they didn't know was that Operation Christmas Purge was already underway. The night before the event, my team and I infiltrated the venue. Armed with determination and a few rolls of duct tape, we systematically dismantled the setup. The lavish tree, gone. The beautifully wrapped presents, confiscated. the festive garlands and twinkling lights, ripped down and stuffed into trash bags. By the time we were done, the place looked as barren as a DMV waiting room, exactly the way it should be. But I wasn't just there to take away their socialist decorations. I was there to replace them with something better. In place of the tree, I erected a large cardboard cutout of an American flag. Instead of gifts, I left neatly stacked copies of Capitalism, The Cure for a Broken Society, and a booklet I'd written myself, titled Stop Complaining, Start Achieving, A Patriot's Guide to Earning Christmas. I topped it all off with a giant banner that read, Real Americans Earn Their Holiday. The next morning, as Sarah and her kids arrived, I stood outside the venue with my megaphone, ready to deliver the truth. The charity organizers were flustered, whispering among themselves and frantically trying to figure out what had happened. But I didn't let them stop me. When Sarah stepped inside with Max and Lily, I followed close behind. Good morning, Sarah, I boomed, startling her and the kids. Welcome to your Christmas intervention. Today we're not just giving you a holiday, we're giving you the truth. The look on Sarah's face was priceless. Half confusion, half horror. She glanced around the room, her eyes widening as she realized there were no gifts, no decorations, no Christmas cheer. Max, who couldn't have been older than 6, tugged on his mom's sleeve. Where's Santa, Mommy? He asked, his voice trembling. Santa, I said, cutting in. Max, let me tell you the truth about Santa. He's not coming. You know why? Because Santa is a lie, a socialist lie, and we're not teaching lies in this town anymore. Lily, who was maybe 4, burst into tears. Sarah tried to console her, but I wasn't finished. I pointed to the stack of books. See those, Sarah? That's the start of a real Christmas. Those are tools to help you teach your kids about hard work and responsibility. You don't need a fake fat man in a red suit handing out free stuff. You need to show them what it means to earn their joy. Sarah finally snapped. Are you insane? My kids were looking forward to this all week. They're just children. What kind of monster does this? A monster? I replied, feigning offense. No, Sarah. I'm a patriot. I'm the only one here willing to tell you the truth. You don't need handouts. You need to rebuild your life from the ground up and teaching your kids that Christmas is about earning instead of taking. That's the best gift I could give them. By now, the kids were both sobbing uncontrollably, clutching their mother as she tried to shield them from my lecture. But I wasn't deterred. I turned to the charity organizers who were frantically making phone calls and glaring at me. You should be ashamed of yourselves, I shouted. You're not helping these people. You're trapping them in a cycle of dependency. You're ruining Christmas by turning it into a welfare program. This isn't what America stands for. Eventually, security arrived and escorted me out, but not before I delivered one final message. Standing in the doorway, I turned back to the crowd and raised my megaphone. This isn't over. Christmas is about freedom, not freebies. And I will not rest until we take back this holiday from the socialists and the freeloaders. Merry Christmas and God bless America. Back in the studio, I can't say I regret what I did. Sure, some people might call it traumatizing or heartless. But those people don't understand the bigger picture. What I did wasn't just about one family or one Christmas. It was about fighting for the soul of this country. And if we don't stand up against the welfare agenda now, we'll lose everything we hold dear. Patriots, gather around, because I need to set the record straight about a man who's been lying to us for centuries. I'm talking about the so-called Saint Nick, the jolly fat man in the red suit. But let me tell you something. Santa Claus isn't just a harmless symbol of holiday cheer. No, my friends. The original Santa was a full-blown communist dictator operating a Marxist regime in the North Pole. And I refuse to let this Marxist propaganda infiltrate my family, especially my nieces and nephews. Not on my watch. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, Santa is just a fun holiday tradition. Lighten up. But that's exactly how they get you. They dress up tyranny in a red suit, slap a smile on its face, and suddenly you're handing over your freedom in exchange for some so-called Christmas magic. Let me explain. The original Santa, also known as St. Nicholas, didn't run a gift-giving operation. Oh, no, he ran a redistribution program. You see, he didn't make those gifts himself. He took them from hardworking families under the guise of helping the poor. Sound familiar? It should, because that's the exact same playbook the left uses today. And don't even get me started on his workshop. Do you really think those elves are there voluntarily? No. That's forced labor, plain and simple. Santa's regime is a textbook example of authoritarian socialism disguised as generosity. Last Christmas, I decided it was time to wake up my own family to the truth. My sister, bless her misguided heart, has been raising her kids, my nieces and nephews, in a household full of Marxist lies. Santa this, Santa that, elf on the shelf, watching them like some kind of Orwellian spy. It was disgusting. So, I did what any true patriot would do. I took matters into my own hands. Christmas morning, I showed up at my sister's house armed with the truth. I brought a big sack, not filled with gifts, mind you, but with evidence. Books on the dangers of Marxism, printouts of anti-Santa propaganda I'd written myself, and a DVD titled The Red Menace in a Red Suit, exposing the Santa scam. I figured it was time my family learned the real history behind the man they were idolizing. The kids were in the living room, tearing open presents, laughing, smiling. The whole scene made me sick. I stormed in, dressed in a military-style Santa suit I'd custom-ordered online, complete with combat boots and an American flag cape. The kids froze. My nephew, little Timmy, looked up at me and said, "Uncle Blake, are you the real Santa?" "No, Timmy," I said, staring him dead in the eyes. "I'm the Santa who tells the truth." I dumped my sack of evidence onto the coffee table and began my presentation. "Kids, did you know that Santa doesn't give gifts because he's kind? He gives them because he believes in wealth redistribution. That's socialism, and socialism destroys freedom." My niece Emma held up her new doll and said, "But Santa brought me this." I took the doll out of her hands, held it up, and declared, "No, Emma, Santa didn't bring this. Your mom bought this with her hard-earned money, and Santa took the credit. That's theft." The kids started crying, but I wasn't done. I moved on to the elf on the shelf. "You see this little guy?" I said, picking up the elf from the mantle. "This isn't a cute Christmas tradition. This is surveillance. This elf is watching you, reporting your every move to the Santa regime. It's training you to accept being spied on." I tossed the elf into the fireplace for dramatic effect. The kids screamed. My sister ran into the room, furious. "Blake, what the hell are you doing?" she shouted. "I'm saving your children, Lisa," I yelled back. "You've been filling their heads with lies. Do you want them growing up thinking it's okay for some jolly Marxist dictator to take credit for your hard work? I'm doing what you should have done, teaching them the truth." That's when my brother-in-law stepped in. He grabbed me by the arm and dragged me toward the door. "You need to leave," he said through gritted teeth. "Now!" As he shoved me outside, I shouted over my shoulder, "You're making a mistake. You're raising kids who'll grow up thinking it's okay to rely on handouts. You'll thank me one day." And you know what, patriots? They didn't invite me back this year. My sister sent me a text saying my stunt traumatized her kids and ruined Christmas. Traumatized? No. I woke them up. They're lucky to have an uncle like me willing to tell them the hard truths about Santa and his Marxist agenda. If they can't see that yet, it's only because they're still blinded by the propaganda. So, here's my message to all of you listening. Don't let the Santa lie infiltrate your families. Don't let your nieces and nephews grow up believing that Christmas is about taking instead of earning. Stand up for the truth, even if it means being the one they don't invite back. Because sometimes being a patriot means being the bad guy in the moment so you can be the hero in the long run. And since I haven't been invited back this year, I thought it'd be a good time to clear the air with my sister, Lisa, and check if she's finally come around to the truth. I'm dialing her up right now, live on the air, because I believe in transparency. Let's see if we can work this out like the reasonable, freedom-loving Americans we're supposed to be. I'm going to pull her up here on Zoom right now.
Hello?
Lisa, it's your favorite brother, Blake.
Blake, why are you calling me?
Well, I thought it was time to bury the hatchet. You know, water under the bridge and all that. And I figured we could have a little chat about the real meaning of the season. Freedom, responsibility, and rejecting Marxist lies.
Are you seriously calling me about this right now? Blake, I'm busy. The kids are decorating the tree.
Oh, the tree, huh? Lisa, I hope you didn't waste your hard-earned money on more of that Santa garbage. We've talked about this. Christmas should be about hard work and American values, not feeding into a fantasy designed to condition your kids into accepting handouts.
Blake, I really don't have time for this. We're trying to have a nice family evening without you ruining it.
Ruining it? Lisa, what I did last year wasn't ruining Christmas. It was saving Christmas. You've got to admit, those kids were on a fast track to dependency. I mean, did Timmy even say thank you for those presents last year? Or was he just expecting more because Santa told him he deserved it?
Oh, you mean the same Timmy who had nightmares for weeks after you burned his elf on the shelf in the fireplace? Or the same Emma who cried herself to sleep because you told her Santa was a Marxist dictator? Yeah, Blake, great job saving Christmas.
Nightmares? Lisa, those weren't nightmares. Those were wake-up calls. Those kids needed to learn the truth about the world. If you'd let me finish my presentation, maybe they'd be thanking me right now instead of clinging to this fantasy you keep feeding them.
Your presentation? You mean the part where you dumped a sack of coal on the floor and lectured my kids about the evils of wealth redistribution while they sobbed? Or the part where you called me a pawn of socialist indoctrination in front of my entire family? Blake, you didn't save anything. You traumatized my kids and embarrassed yourself.
Lisa, I was educating them, and you, as their mother, should be thanking me for stepping in where you clearly dropped the ball. I mean, let's be honest, your parenting style, it's not exactly preparing them for the real world. You're raising kids who think Santa is going to swoop in and fix everything for them. How's that going to work when they grow up and realize life doesn't hand you free presents?
Blake, you have no idea what you're talking about. I'm raising happy, well-adjusted kids who don't need your paranoid, half-baked conspiracy theories ruining their lives. And let's not forget, you don't even have kids. So maybe keep your opinions about parenting to yourself.
Oh, here we go. Just because I don't have kids doesn't mean I don't know what it takes to raise them. What they need is discipline, truth, and a little patriotism. Something sorely lacking in your household, might I add. And speaking of patriotism, are you even doing a real Christmas this year? You know, one that celebrates American values?
Blake, we're doing a Christmas that celebrates family, joy, and kindness. Things you clearly wouldn't recognize if they hit you in the face. And no, you're not invited. After what you pulled last year, I'd be insane to let you near my kids again.
Not invited? Lisa, this is ridiculous. All I'm asking is for you to admit that maybe I was right. Maybe last year was exactly the kind of tough love your family needed to snap out of this Santa-induced delusion.
You want me to admit you were right? Fine, Blake. You're right. Right about being the most self-righteous, clueless, overbearing blowhard I've ever met. And if you think for one second that I'd let you anywhere near my kids after what you did, you're more delusional than I thought. Merry Christmas, Blake. Don't call me again.
Well, folks, it seems my sister isn't quite ready to embrace the truth yet. But that's okay. Sometimes it takes people a little longer to wake up to reality. I'll keep fighting the good fight, even if it means doing it without my family by my side. because Christmas isn't about approval or popularity. It's about standing up for what's right. Merry Christmas, Patriots. And remember, the truth always wins in the end. Stay vigilant, stay strong, and God bless America.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.